The Holy Gospel for this All Saints Sunday from Matthew chapter 5. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Robed in white. Well, they're Chad, Isaac, and Reagan, of course. But I think that's perhaps not what the writer of Revelation was referring to in John's vision. Who are these robed in white? And the answer, these are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. On that great day, when we see God face to face, Christians are reminded, those who persevere will see the kingdom in all its glory. Today is All Saints' Day, a feast we celebrate in the life of the church. It's also the day that three of our high schoolers will make promises of affirmation of baptism. They will respond to the promises that their parents and sponsors made years ago at their baptism. When they were baptized, their parents promised to raise them in the faith, to place in their hands the Holy Scriptures, to teach them the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, to instruct them in the Christian faith, to raise them in the church. And these families have done that. And these young people all know a piece of the struggle that it is to walk the Christian life, to try to serve God, to serve neighbor, to be selfless. They're already walking the walk. Today affirms that they are maturing. They're becoming adults. It also acknowledges for them and for all of us that their challenges and ours change. Every time we get a little older, every time we mature, actually every time we stretch our faith muscles a little bit, we find that we need that faith more, and we need that stronger faith for the next challenge. And that's why, as these young people affirm the promises made in baptism, part of that affirmation is to stay close to the church, because, as you all know, faith is not for the faint-hearted. Mature Christian faith is a challenge. But when we surround ourselves with fellow Christians, the joy that comes from struggling and having met the challenge is far greater than any joy that would come from leaving the challenge behind, from just walking away from it. And that's why we come together as Christians, because each of you, just this week, has had different challenges. And most of the time, we don't know what the challenge is, even if the person sitting closest to us. That's why the Beatitudes are a regular part of our All Saints Sunday liturgy. It's always the gospel. Who are these robed in white? Who are these that are blessed? Well, the gospel starts out with some odd things they'd seen. If you look at it from a worldly perspective, who are the blessed ones? Well, they're the poor in spirit, of course. That doesn't make any sense if you're outside the church. But those of us who have been poor in spirit know that those are times when God seems closest sometimes. Because sometimes it has to get awfully dark in order for the light to really shine through. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn. This Sunday, we remember all of the saints who were members of our congregation who have passed away this year. 21 this year. More than I've ever encountered in any church I've served before. And that certainly doesn't include the saints that you mourn for who weren't part of this church family. Family and friends, a student. Blessed are those who mourn. And those of you who have mourned this year or ever, know that when you're mourning, you certainly don't feel like you're blessed. But know that God is with you. And that's why this reading this morning from Revelation is so timely. I think I haven't read it maybe a third or maybe half of the funerals where I preside, because it talks about that promise. That promise that when we see God face to face, there will be no more mourning or crying or pain. And it talks about the fact that in that day, God himself will wipe away your tears. There will be no more grieving. This church has surrounded so many grieving families this year that I hold on to that hope. There will be no more mourning. or crying or pain. And frankly, if I didn't believe that with all of my heart, I couldn't do a funeral liturgy. I couldn't stand with grieving families. But because we do hold on to that hope, we can be bold in our faithful witness. Bold in claiming that we are committed to serving Jesus. Because we know who wins in the end. And we can give our grief to God, who will comfort us. Blessed are the meek. They will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. They will be filled. Blessed are the merciful. For when we offer mercy to others, we will see the mercy of God. Now, all of these Beatitudes come to us at a time. I don't know how they set up the calendar this way, because All Saints Day has been on this day for about 1,000 years, but Election Day is always that Tuesday after. When you hear the political ads, remember that the Bible says, don't put your trust in any earthly rulers. Don't put your trust in any earthly rulers. Because the things of the Beatitudes are the things of the faithful. Blessed are the peacemakers, not the mudslingers. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. You know it. There will be times when you know that you have to do the right thing, and there are going to be people who despise you for it. Do the right thing anyway. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Jesus is talking to his disciples. And he's talking about that night when he's betrayed, and many more days and nights like it, when people will say, you were with that Jesus guy, weren't you? You're one of his followers. We know what Peter said. Peter, one of the closest disciples, said, nope, not me. I don't even know the guy. There'll be times when you feel like that. And there'll be times when we act like that. But we know the God who keeps reaching out to us with the offer of a new day, with the offer of forgiveness, with the offer of new strength to meet the next challenge ahead. We're not going to hit 100% of them. We're not going to be successful in meeting 100% of our faith challenges. But we believe in the God of the second chance. The God that says, I'm always going to be here for you. And I am always going to be welcoming of you. So follow me. Let me carry your burdens. Put my yoke on you because my yoke is easy. My burden is light. And so as confirmants, you make those promises today. We make those promises with them. To reaffirm our service to God and our fellow human beings. Because we know in the end, it is God who is the only one worthy of serving. It is God who is the only one with the keys to the kingdom of eternity. Stay close to the promises. The words of Scripture today are just a little taste of that, a little hors d'oeuvre Stay close to Scripture where all those promises can be found. Stay close to your brothers and sisters in faith. For you are, each of you, one of the saints. And a saint, of course, you all know. The old definition. It's just a sinner that's been redeemed by the grace of God. Saints of God, may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.